Next item is conditional use number 1730, Paige Melson.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend denial of conditional use 1730 for Paige Melson for two multifamily dwelling units in an MR medium residential district based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property that is the subject of this application is not suitable for the multifamily use that has been proposed. It is a pre-existing single-family lot. The surrounding properties in the immediate vicinity of the project consist primarily of single-family homes or lots. The multifamily project that is proposed would not be in character with the neighboring and adjacent single-family properties. If approved, the project would concentrate density in an area of single-family dwellings and lots that is not already densely developed, and it does not utilize any existing infrastructure. The project would not be served by central water or sewer. The applicant has not provided documentation that the existing septic system is permitted for two dwelling units on this property. DENREC's Division of Water Resources has no record of a septic system installation and no record of a request for authorization to use an existing system to serve two separate units on this property. As a result, DENREC has stated that, quote, any request to allow greater flow to the existing system by adding on to the existing dwelling or allowing additional living space to be created by converting the use of an existing non-living space should be denied. The applicant has not, in my opinion, satisfied the requirements for such a conditional use, including the full protection of the surrounding properties, that it is of a public or semi-public character, or that it benefits the general convenience and welfare of county residents.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1730, Paige Melson, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.